come on, you can do it. Okay, first of all, I posted up a 10-question quiz again. It's due in 3 days, so that means it's due by Saturday at midnight. Okay? If I don't get it by Saturday at midnight, don't bother. Because I'm real tight on the quizzes. They don't count anywhere near as much as homework. But, you know, what I do is I pull them all together and give you a quiz grade. So you add the points, and then I put them all together and give you a quiz grade. And eventually, if you miss one, I put up an extra credit one so that you can accumulate points. So if you miss one, it's fine, but I wouldn't keep missing them, or it's one grade that's not going to be pretty. You also have a database assignment up here, and this one has to be done exclusively in SQL. And as I said, what I want you to do is when you're doing it, copy the SQL onto Notepad or Word or someplace and send me a copy of the SQL. Because if I go back or you go back too many times between the user interface and SQL, then Microsoft gets itself involved and fixes things. And so then I won't see. But if what I get, if what you send me has a Microsoft fix, but you've also sent me what you originally wrote that worked, then I'll just look at that. So it's more coverage for you than anything else. Because otherwise, if I see a lot of Microsoft fixes, I just send it back. Okay? So what we're going to do today is the in-class logic assignment. And because we're doing this in class, you don't have to do it at home, so I want an attendance sheet. And anybody that's not here needs to do this exercise at home. But if you're at home, if you're here, we're doing it in class. Okay, so.
Write our names on this?
Yep. Okay, so here is the first one. Okay, so looking at, first of all, the flowchart. And this is the part that the book was kind of talking about, and we will continue looking at what they were talking about in chapter one. But this is a complete program. Now, what it doesn't have is it doesn't have any looping abilities. It only processes once, one record. Okay, so I said last time when somebody asked a question, I think it was in this class, that to be considered a programming language, you need to be able to handle sequence. You need to be able to handle decisions, and you need to be able to handle repetition or looping. Okay? So, you need to be able to handle sequence, which means I drop down from one instruction to another. Okay, a program just takes the first instruction and then takes the second and then takes the third and then takes the fourth. So that's sequence. I'm taking one thing in order. Decisions are I need to be able to ask a question. And basically the question is a yes-no question. And we've been seeing this in Access. So I ask yes-no questions. There's no maybes in computing until you get into things like artificial intelligence, and we're not even going close. So, yes, no are the things that we do with decisions. We also have repetition, which is looping, and that we're not going to look at today, but we will look at that probably next week. Okay, so for now, we're going to go through and look at this. So here we have sequence. Okay, I'm saying declare my variables. Tell me what fields I'm going to use. Then I'm saying now input the variables. Take them in from the user. Now do a calculation. Now do another calculation. And now display the output. So that's sequence. So on start, I'm doing these things, and then I'm stopping. Okay? So, if I look at the pseudocode, which was mentioned yesterday, or Tuesday. Yesterday is the last time I saw you. Tomorrow is the next time I'm going to see you. Okay? That's just the way my world works. So, Tuesday is yesterday, all right? Okay, so, here I'm saying declare the variables, the same thing that I said up there. I broke it into two lines just because I was running out of room, but it all could have been on one line. And then I said input, and I told the same thing that I said in the flowchart. Then I said calculate, and I did the same thing again, and then I said output, the same thing, and then I said stop. So those are basically just two ways of looking at the logic. Okay, I can do it with pseudocode, or I can do it with a flowchart. Okay, so here I can only handle one record. If I were doing looping, I could loop back and handle a second record, and loop back and handle a third, but we're not there yet. So what I've got here is I set up places in memory to hold the information that was coming in, which is shown here, okay? And to hold the calculations that I was doing. So I've got here, I've set up these memory variables. So I've set up a memory variable called ID number. I've set up a memory variable called names. I've set up a memory variable called pay per hour. I've set one up called what? Hours worked. And then I've set up two memory variables to receive the answers when I calculate, and those are the ones that are set up to receive the answers after I calculate. So I set up these memory variables, they're called. Okay, so I'm setting up these memory variables in the computer's memory. Now, memory variables are available while the program is running. Okay, once the program's running, you don't get to access them. They're temporary. Okay, so once the program stops running, you no longer have access to them. You can't go back an hour later and say, oops. Now, they might still be there, but you have no idea where they are. Okay, in the old machine language days, you had to tell the computer specifically what bytes you were using, what bits you were using in memory. Now you just trust the computer to store them for you and be able to access them for you, but you have no idea where they've been stored. Okay. So, in this first problem, when I get down to input, it says input an ID number. So, I'm now inputting an ID number. Input a name. So, I've inputted John Doe. And then the next thing coming in is 25, and I said that was pay per hour, and the next thing is hours worked. Okay, so I have inputted those numbers, and they are now stored. Input means take them in and put them into the memory variable. So I have access to them. Then I come down and I say, okay, calculate pay equal to pay per hours times hours worked. So pay is 800. And then I said, okay, now calculate pay after, which is pay times 0.8. So it takes 800, whoops, it wasn't 800. It was 1,000. Okay, I thought it was. So 20 times 25 is actually 500. We'll get there eventually. Okay, so this is actually 500. I had different numbers in my head. Okay, so I've got 500, and then what's 8% of 500? Well, I take it, and I've got 500, and I multiply it by 0.8. Okay, and I end up with 400. Okay. So I calculate those, and now I output them. So I said output onto the screen, and it's going to output 1111 John Doe 500 and 400. So it is going through and now putting the information out on the screen or on paper or wherever I want to put it. Okay? So that's basically a simple program. Questions? Okay, close the ink layer. Okay, so on the next one, it is exactly the same thing, except now I am doing a procedure or module. So when... Yeah, flying saucers. Whatever. It's not supposed to do that. Okay. So now, the only thing going on here is that I declare my variables, I take in my input. And then I say, okay, go up here to do the processing. Okay, do the processing up here. And this can be called a procedure, or it can be called a module, or it can be called a routine. It's got lots of names, but we're going to stick mainly with either procedure or module. So it goes up here, does the calculations, and then it returns. Okay? So, what I've got is, when I declared the variables, I put it in a rectangle. When I input and output, I tend to use parallelograms. When I'm going to go and do a procedure, I use a rectangle with a double line on either side. Okay, those are the flowcharting symbols, basically. So, when I go out and do a calculation, I immediately come back when I'm complete. So this means go out, do it, and when you're done, come back. Okay? So a procedure or a module I will go out and do, and when I finished it, I return. So essentially, this one is going to be exactly the same answer as the last one. Because I haven't changed anything, the person still has 25.20. I haven't changed anything. It's just that I'm going to input it, then I'm coming here and do the calculations, I'm going back and putting out the data. So I am doing exactly the same thing. Okay, so we don't have to do the math again. Okay, on the third one. Here I'm getting into a decision. And one of the main reasons that I go and do procedures and modules is because I've got too much code. And so I don't want to have to keep going down, 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 down. I want to break it up into chunks that I can figure out. And breaking it up into the chunk that will calculate the pay makes sense. Because I take in the input, now I go off to a module or a procedure, and I calculate the pay, and when I'm done, I come back. Okay, so on this one, I am now taking in a pay code as well. So I am inputting the pay code. And what I said up there is, I am going to input a pay code, I'm going to input pay per hour, hours worked, and salary. So, if it is a... Oh, it's really getting good at this now.
I would love to know what makes it decide to do that. Okay, so what I'm doing here is I've got two different pay codes. If I input hourly, then I'm going to have pay per hour and hours worked. They're going to have data. If I input S for salary, then all I have is salary. I don't have pay per hour or hours worked. I have salary. So, for salary people, I just put in their salary. For hourly people, I put in their pay per hour and their hours worked. Okay? So, that means that I come over here and I ask, is the pay code H? If the pay code is H, then I say, okay, pay is equal to pay per hour times hours worked. If the pay code isn't H, and since I only have two, I can therefore make the assumption that it's S. If it's S, I pay is salary divided by 52. Now, if I don't trust my data, I probably should ask, is it salaried? If I think people could have put the wrong thing in. But if I've got a good input program, it wouldn't let anybody input anything other than H or S. So, if I've got a good input program, then I can assume if it's not H, it's S. If I've got a lousy input program, then I need to ask, if it's not H, is it S? Okay, so we're going to assume that people did it right and that it's a good program. So, I do a different calculation depending on what comes in. Okay, so I go out to calculate pay, do the calculation. Once I've calculated pay, I can bring them together and then calculate pay after, because pay after would be the same for both. Now, I could have put that over here, and again over here, but then I've wasted, I'm being redundant. So why not just have it once? So I'm saying once you've calculated pay, now you can calculate pay after. Okay? So for Ann Smith, what is the output going to be?
Salary.
And Smith is salary. So what am I going to calculate? Salary divided by 52, and I very nicely put in 52,000, so 52,000 divided by 52 is what?
1,000.
Okay. So on this one, I am going to look at it. And I'm seeing an S, so therefore I'm doing this. And I'm taking 5,200 and dividing it by 52, which is going to give me 1,000. Okay? And then when I come down here, I say pay times 0.8, so it's
800.
0.8 times 1,000. I'm trying to keep the numbers simple. 0.8 times 1,000 is 800. Okay? So I'm basically saying your pay after is after I've taken the taxes or whatever I'm taking out of your pay, and that's what you're getting. So I've now calculated that. So when I come over here, I'm going to write out the person's name. I'm going to write out Ann Smith. I'm going to write out 1,000. And I'm going to write out 800. Because I said write out pay and write out pay after. So I'm going to get all of those. Okay, Linda French, what is she?
She's hourly.
Hourly, so what do I do?
Make calculation. Multiply 25 and 40.
Yep, which is?
1,000 again. So I multiply 25 times, yeah, right, whatever, times 40, and I get 1,000. You like that one? Okay. And I get 1,000, right?
We got 100 there.
Details, details. And now I've got 800.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So Linda is going to have 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, Linda, French, and she's also got 1,800. Okay? Questions? Okay. Okay. On this one, I'm doing something a little different. I'm decided to stop making us do the math and to just print out a message. So, I'm coming in here, I'm declaring my variables in memory. ID number, message. That's where I'm going to put my message. Location, department, and budget. Okay, and what am I coming in with? I'm coming in with an ID number. The next field is location. The next field is department. And the next field is budget. Okay, so I'm coming in with ID number, location, department, and budget. So I'm matching over there, and I've got ID number. Now it doesn't want me to write it all. And they call it a smart port. ID number, this is location, this is department, and this is budget. Okay, so those are the things that are coming in.
Okay, so if you analyze problem 5, what is the output that is going to be put out? Okay.
I took in ID number, location, department, and budget for problem 5. What is the output going to be?
Somebody brave, tell me what it should be.
Take 7% out of 600,000.
Yeah. It's cut 7%. Because what did I say? I said, check and see if the department's greater than 15. Well, the department's 22. Is that greater than 15? Yeah. So I take the yes. Then I ask, is budget greater? Is budget greater than 500,000? Is it? Yeah, it's 600,000. So on this, on number 5, I'm going to put out as output 1111. Okay, my turn, folks. 1111, and then I said put out the message. So the message is going to be cut 7%, right? But I didn't ask for that. I just asked for the message. Okay? Then I said, okay, now give me the location. Well, the location is Fall River. Now give me the department. It's 22. And now give me the budget, and it's 600,000. So that's the output that I'm going to generate for problem 5.
Okay? So for problem 5, that's the output that I'm going to generate.
Okay, what's problem 6?
I think it's that little thing on the bottom that says click here to restore ink. I think it's just covering the whole board right now, so if you hit that board, I think it's going to do it. That's my guess. Do it. Oh, never mind. It's my board. Taking me down.
Okay, so number six, what's the output going to be? Mainly tell me the message.
About 5%.
Okay. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Because the department is greater than 22, than 15, it's 19. So that's greater. And the budget is less than. It's not greater than, it's less than. So I'm going to have the cut 5%. So problem six is going to have 1, 2, 1, 2, and then it says the message, so it's going to say cut 5%, and then it asks for the location, so it's PR 19 and 400,000. Okay, so that's the output that comes from there. What about number seven?
The message is 3%, so cut 3%.
Right. So the message is cut 3%, so this one is going to be 2, 2, 2, 2, and it is cut 3%. It's New Bedford, it's 14, and it's 300,000.
Does anyone not understand? Anyone need any help?
Okay. Is everybody with me, is what he's asking? Do you follow?
Read that?
Doesn't matter. as long as you understand what I'm writing when I'm writing it. Okay. Click here to restore ink. I don't want to do that, so hopefully it will go away. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Okay, let me go back up here. Just quickly. Okay, these two are in an and relationship. This and this means this, means cut 7%. Department greater than 15 and budget greater than 500,000. Now, when we were looking at things in access, the no's simply meant don't display, and the yes's meant display. Now we're getting into much more sophistication, where we are saying the no can mean different things happen. The no doesn't necessarily just mean don't display. The no means different things. So I'm still saying, if this is true and this is true, this is what I want to do. But I'm saying the no's to the two questions are going to get me different things. Okay? And we will be getting into how to go about writing a lot of these out as we go along. But right now, I just want to make sure you understand the logic of them and can follow the logic. Okay. What kind of a relationship do I have there? It's kind of an or relationship, because if department is greater than 15, I want to do something. If it's not, I have another question to ask. If the budget is greater than 500,000, I want to do something. If it's not, I want to do something else. So I have my first question, and if it's true, I do something. If it's not, I ask the second question. Okay? So, what is the answer to number eight? What is it? Okay. If it is, no. If it's greater, if department is greater than 15, I come down and I cut 6%. Right? So this one is
restored. It has a button on the bottom there.
No, that's to restore ink. That means put the ink back up. That means what it thought it was supposed to do, but I didn't pick on it.
Okay, so this one gets me, this one here gets me the cut 6%. And as we saw, I wrote out all the things, and the answer to this is to write out all the things like the output says. But the others are just copying, so I'm just going to start now being lazy and just do the other. Okay, what is number 9?
Cut
4%. Okay.
Cut 3%.
What's number 9?
Cut 3%.
Okay, I've heard both 4 and 3, which is right?
3.
Okay, so I'm coming in and saying department is 15, so that means it's not greater than 15, so I take the no branch. Then I said, is budget greater than 500,000? No, it's not, so I take another no branch. And so I get 3%. Okay, the one below, if you have it open on your screen, you can read it better than I can, but it's 14 and 700,000. So which one is that going to be?
4%.
That's the cut 4%. Okay? So that's the cut 4%.
Okay. 11. Move on.
And again, I'm going out to the module, doing it, and returning when I'm done. Okay, what's 11?
Cut 3%.
Okay. Department greater than 15, no, then cut 3%. What is number
12?
Okay, let's look at it. First of all, I've added in here a spent. So this is budget. And this is spent. So I've added in budget and spent. Okay, so the number 12 I'm saying, is the department greater than 15? Is it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I continue on. Then I am saying, is the budget greater than 500? No. So I'm going to take the no branch. Is spent greater than 250,000?
Yes.
So I come over here, and it's cut 5%. Okay. Number 13.
5%. Yep,
5%.
Does anybody else buy that? 5% look good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I come in here, department is greater than 15, so I take the yes branch. Then I ask, is budget greater than 400,000? I mean 500,000? 400,000 is not greater than. So I take the no branch. And then I ask, is spent greater than 250? Yes, it is. So I take the yes branch. And I get the cut 5% for number 13.
Okay. What about 14?
Cut 4%.
Cut 4%? Okay. Are people buying into that?
Yeah.
Are you buying into that because that's the easy answer, or do you actually believe it?
I believe it.
You believe it. Yay.
Don't be shy.
Okay, greater than 15, 23 is greater than 15. Budget greater, no, it's not. Okay, so I go over and check spent. Is spent greater? No, it's not. So I've got a 4%. Okay, so I'm cutting 4%. Okay, what we're doing here again is making decisions, and we're looking at a lot of decision making and how we follow it. Okay, so the next one should be 15. Okay, so now I've gotten into pseudocode. Okay, so now I've left flowcharts and I'm looking at pseudocode. So again, I said set up the variables to hold the stuff in memory, and now input. And again, remember that when I'm doing this, I am taking in things that I'm storing in memory, but then the message is just going to be stored empty, and it's going to stay empty until I calculate. Okay, and then I will determine what to put in message. Okay, so down here I will say message equals cut 5%, which means that that memory location will now have cut 5% in it. When I come and do the output, I will grab the stuff from the memory locations and print them out. So I will see the output taking out what is sitting in the memory locations. Okay? So, in this one, looking at number 15, what is it going to be?
Cut 6%.
Cut 6%. I haven't done it yet, so I will tell anybody else buying the cut 6%?
Yeah?
Well, you've only got a few buyers so far. Mm-hmm. Anybody else like cut 6%?
Right
here. Okay. So, I'm saying if department is less than 20, it's not. Because department is 20 right there, right?
Right.
So it's not less than 20. So if department is less than 20, I would have done this. But it's not, so I take the else. Okay, notice pseudocode, I put in an else. Else means the no branch. Okay, when we were looking at a flowchart, we would have taken the no branch. Else means take the no branch. So I then say, okay, is budget greater than 350? Yes, it is. Okay, so therefore, what did you say the message was going to be?
Oh, I looked at, I was looking at
$300
spent. I looked at the wrong one,
yes.
Yeah, so
sure. Oh, no, you're right. I'm right.
Okay.
400, you're right.
It's cut.
I looked at it, I saw it wrong, too, for a second.
I looked at the 300,
okay.
I wasn't paying attention. So it should be cut 7.
So what you do is, we're going to look at this in a flowchart way. Okay, we're going to make this... Pay attention. Okay, yes. Okay, so if I were to look at this as a flowchart, and I'm just going to do the if, okay, I would have the question that I ask is department less than 20? And if the answer is yes, I'm saying cut 5%, right? If the answer is no, that's the else. The else is the answer no. So I now ask, is the budget greater than 350,000? And if the answer is yes, then I'm saying cut 7%. If the answer is no, then I'm saying cut 6%. So the else means the no. Okay? Then what I do is look below that. It says end if.
that means close up that if. And the way I close it up is I join the yes side and the no side. And now I hit another end if, which tells me join the yes side and the no side. The no side ran all the way through there, but that's how I join it. So I've now joined the yes and the no side. So if you don't like pseudocode, you can turn it into a flowchart if that helps you understand it better. Yeah.
Is it all like a preference thing? Is there like certain times like where you would have...
It's mostly a preference thing. I mean, unless you happen to have a boss that wants to be able to understand it and doesn't understand one or the other. But it tends to be mostly a preference thing, what thing you find easiest. I told you I find the visual. If I look at those two, I can see the visual answer a lot faster than I can see the written answer. So I prefer the visual. But it's your choice. Okay? And if I'm writing this on the computer, writing it in words is a lot easier than going in and writing the flowchart. Okay? But unless you have a graphic user, even then it's how easier. So now looking at number 15 for this, what do I have? The answer on the first one is what?
Cut 7.
Cut 7. Okay, I've got some people giving me the answer and others not. So let's get involved here, folks. Okay, the next one, number 16, what's the answer? Okay. Is the department less than 20? Yes, it is, right? And so it's cut 5%. What about the last one? Somebody back there. I'm ignoring you guys. Huh?
That's it.
217.
17.
6.
17. 6.
No, it's cut 5.
One
is greater than 20.
Okay.
We're going to less than
1. Less than. The question's less than 20. And so less than 20. It's not less than 20, right? 25 is not less than 20, right? Okay. So, therefore, I go this direction. Is the budget greater than 350? No. So, I take the no branch, and I'm buying into the cut 6%. Okay? And your job, Pat, is to tell me when I got by onto the wrong one. Questions? Okay, so notice in here how the else works and how the end ifs work. I have the same information on the flowchart and the pseudocode because the no is equivalent to the else's. And on the flowchart, I draw that little circle and the lines connecting to it to end the if. And I draw this circle to end the if. Every if needs an end if, because you need to kind of come to the end of the conclusion about the if. Okay?
Think of it as like a container. If you have an if, you have to end the if.
Yep. And here I have an embedded if. Now what you want to look at here is I came in and I had an if. This else connected to that if. If I took the else branch, which is the no branch, I asked another question. This else connected to that if. Now I come to the end if. The end if connects to the first available if going backwards. It goes up and finds the first available if, so it connects there. Then this end if can't have that if, so it has to take the first available if and go up and take that one. Okay?
find that indenting helps when I write this. It makes it much clearer if you indent than as if you don't indent. So if you indent, then it becomes very clear that this if has this else and this end if. And this if has this else and this end if. If you don't indent, then you have to kind of count a little bit or look around a little bit more. So it's a place where I'm not a big believer in indenting when I don't have to. But an if statement, I really need to indent. So
if you just see an if, you have to, if there's four ifs, you have to put four and ifs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not all of them need an else. In other words, I might have said I want to do nothing over here. If the budget is not greater than $350,000, do nothing. And if I said do nothing here, then I would cut out that else in that message equals 6%. And I would just have the end if that ended the if.
So basically, if nothing under it, would be nothing.
That's right. So let me save this and then I'll mark it up, but I don't want to mark it up.
Indentation is really good though, especially for like when you're writing future programs. It's good on your eyes. It's good on the person who's looking at the code. It's good on whoever's looking on it afterwards. If you leave, it's just like it's you're not gonna like late night be like, oh, what the heck did I did put three end ifs on that one if? You know, it's just a lot easier on the eyes.
Okay, so if I didn't have anything there and I just have the no coming off, then I would eliminate these two things and I would just have the end if there. And that works fine, okay? Because what I'm saying is if budget is greater than $350,000, do this, and that's the end of that if, meaning don't do anything in the other case. Okay, so that would be a legitimate thing to do. Okay, 18, 19, 20, or whatever comes up next. In this one, I broke it down into modules again. So I'm saying, go do budget message. And lots of times the way we write a module is we put the two parentheses after it, which says go do a module or a procedure. So this says basically, go down. Patience is a virtue. I guess.
A lot of virtue.
And I don't have a lot of it. Okay. So, what I claim is I'm coming down here, and when I finish, I'm going back and coming in right there so I do the output. Okay? So that means I'm going out and then I come back. Okay, so solve the three problems that are there. Sit and do it yourself for a minute, write them out, and then we'll see if we agree. But I need to get everybody more involved, so do the first three. Those three.
Got nothing. What an aggravation. I think it's a system restore, though, like being restored. If you could turn that off, I bet that won't. Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
I bet that won't happen. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
No, you may.
Is there a manual restore?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Honestly, no.
I don't know.
I asked somebody to come over and show me how to do it. It would tell me how to do something at one point, and I found out I knew more than they did. So at that point, I just basically said, whatever.
Did everyone sign their names on these guys, on one of them at least? If not, okay, here you go, man. Sign away. Yep, huh? Yep. Okay. Anybody else? This just... Okay, cool. Do they have to type this one out, this quiz out?
If they're here, no.
Okay, yeah. So if you're here, you don't need to, like,
typed it out. You were asking me that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're here, you sign the attendance, and I will put in my book that you were here.
Thanks.
So you don't have to do it.
I was just wondering, it's like we did it, but
no. No. The people at home have to do it, mainly because I want to make sure they look at it and try it. So 18, 19, and 20, you're working on.
What's that one doing on the far left? Does that bring out like different colors and stuff, whatnot?
Yes, yes. That's when I say I want to be able to write on the board. I have to click that.
I'm just trying to help. I don't know. Do you mind?
Don't touch.
Okay. Afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
After class, you can play all you want.
Yes. Okay.
But don't touch.
You got it.
Because it is now working enough.
You got it. I understand.
And I don't want to lose that enough.
Good point. I remember last year.
Yeah, I had it right.
I don't remember his name. He was asking. He was like, "Oh, let me try figuring it out and stuff." And
yeah, no, a lot of people have tried so far.
Couldn't.
We're not getting it, so that the erraticness is the part that just doesn't go away.
Yeah. Whether it's this legit the board itself or if it's the program.
Okay, people at home, you really don't care, but we were talking about the smart board.
Yeah.
Because they're going to say, what are they talking about?
Those PDFs that you get in the smart board notes, that's the board. It produces them. Does anybody need any help? Are you guys good? This makes a lot of sense. Good.
Definitely. It should. If this makes a lot of sense, then the next one will make a lot of sense as we keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are we coming up with as answers?
I gave up a couple 6%.
Okay, on the first one?
Yep.
Okay, who came up with something on the next one?
I
got a different answer for the first one. Yeah, I got 7. I got 7.
You've got 7, okay, so we've got to cut 7 there too.
No.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Also, a different error on the first one since the L is for the second if.
Okay, so you came, some people came up with 6 and some people came up with 7.
I got 5.
And you got 5?
Yeah.
For which one?
The first one.
Oh, good. Then we've got all kinds of possibilities here. No, you couldn't have 5. There's no 5 there.
Professor Grace called.
Yeah.
There was an error on the first one.
They're all
6%.
Since the second L is for the second if, there's no L is for the first.
That's right. That means do nothing. So nothing, there will be no output for that one.
For which one?
Okay. Well, let's try this.
Wait.
Okay. We'll get to it in a sec, okay? So I'm asking the question, is department less than 20? And if the answer is yes, then I'm asking, is budget greater than 350,000? What?
I'm saying it goes in there. Like it goes, oh no, you're right, you're good. You're good. I was just pointing to say, showing that goes less than 20, good. If it goes greater than, yeah.
I'm just pointing.
I'm just being Jana, sorry.
Okay. Cut 7%. So if I get 2 yeses, I'm going to cut 7%, right? If I get a yes and then another yes, I'm cutting 7%. Else, if I get a no to this question, I cut 6%. If I get a no to this question, what do I do?
Nothing.
So it's nothing.
So I just do nothing. Okay? I just drop out of there. So then I am closing this one, and I am closing this. Okay.
So, like, if there was, like, an option for it being less than 20, you'd have another if?
If I wanted to do something, but maybe I don't want to do anything. Okay, guys, my turn. Maybe I want to do nothing. You know, that may indeed be what I want to do. So in this case, if department is less than 20, I'm not interested in any information on my report. I only want information about departments that are 20 and above. That's all I want, okay? So on number 6, if you can read it, but if you can't read it, look at your screen. At number 6, I've got department 20, okay? Is it less than 20?
No.
You mean 18? Problem 18.
Problem 18, right. So in problem 18, the department is 20, right? It's 20 right there. Is that, so I'm asking the question, is department less than 20? No. So what do I do?
Nothing.
Do nothing. So I just would print out, you know, a blank line if I was writing, or if I'm not writing, it just will skip it. Okay? So, it would basically output, actually it wouldn't output a blank line. What would it output? It would still output ID, message, department, budget, spent. It would just be the message would be blank. So I would still get output, but message would be blank. Okay, number 19, what have I got?
Got 6.
Okay, because 14 is less than 20, right?
Yeah.
So it goes on, and then it says, is budget greater than 350,000? No. So it takes the no branch, and I'm getting the cut 6%. Problem 20, what am I getting?
Nothing.
Nothing. So I'm getting nothing again. And that's totally legitimate to say, I only want to know about departments that are less than 20. Okay? Department numbers that aren't less than 20, I'm not interested in for this report. Okay. All right. We are going to close and clear, finally. Okay, 21, 22, 23. Them and then we'll do them. Also, if you get them done, try drawing the flowchart. I'm going to put the flowchart up in a minute, but try drawing out the flowchart and see if you come up with the same flowchart that I do. I realize this is a computer class, but a pen and a pencil still comes in handy. Yeah.
So.
Okay, here's the flowchart. So I asked the first question, is department less than 20? The answer is yes. I continue on and say, is budget greater than 350,000? If the answer is yes, I continue on and say, cut 7%. Else is the no. So the no to budget says, cut 6%. Then I have an end if. So I end up that if. Then I finally get around to the else that goes with department less than 20. And if department is less than 20, no, then I will cut 5%. If it's not less than 20, I take the no or the else and I cut 5%. So again, this if has that else and end if. The inner if. Goes together like that.
Pardon?
It
could
never
be easier
for
someone to understand
all that information
instead of just the
chart.
For
most people, I would agree.
I want you to.
Huh?
It was that way you too. But the way I was looking at it, thinking about it, was I was just thinking how when we were doing the criteria in SQL, it's like criteria and this and that, or and this and all. That's how I was looking at it.
Yeah, right. Right. No, it's very similar. It's very similar. Access is more limited in the sense that the decisions usually are display or not display. And this is more complex because when you're writing a program, you can have it do a bunch of things. Okay, guys, my turn. So, what do I get on problem 21? Cut 5%? Because why? Because the department is 20 and 20 is not less than 20. Okay? So on the next one, I have a department 14, so it is less than 20. So I go over and ask about the budget. The budget is not greater than 350, right?
Yes.
So what am I getting on that one?
Cut
6. And what am I getting on the last one?
Cut 5
again. Cut 5 again. Because I am back to department is not less than 20. So I cut 5%. Okay, let's look at the next group. 24, 25, 26 probably. Somewhere. Again, try drawing out the flowchart as well.
You're bored.
Try.
Notice there's only one else in there. So there's only one thing that goes off and does a no check.
Okay, so if department's less than 20, I go over and I ask the next question. Is the budget greater than 350,000? And if the answer to both of these is yes, then I've got the cut 7%. Else, I got another question to ask. Because my else is asking another question. And my question is the spent greater than 250,000? And if it is, then I am cutting 6%. Okay, if it's no, what do I do here? Nothing. So I'm just going to connect the yes and the no with nothing happening. Then I hit another end if. That other end if is going to look at the decision up one, connect its yes and its no, nothing happening. And then the last end if comes over here and connects, and again, nothing happens. So basically, this end if connects there. This end if connects there, as does the else. And this end if connects there. Okay? So, what are the answers? What are we getting for number 24?
7.
Let's see. Is the department less than 20? Yes, it is. Is the budget greater than 350,000? Yes, it is. I think I needed another zero there. Cut 7%. Okay, the next one. What am I getting on that one?
Nothing.
On the next one, what am I getting?
6%.
Okay. So, wait a minute. This one? Okay, so if department is less than 20, right?
Yep.
Then I ask, is budget greater than 350,000? No, it's not. So I'm taking the no branch. Is spent greater than 250?
Yes.
So I've got cut 6%. And if I'd gotten a no to that, I would have got nothing again. Okay, we've got 4 minutes. Finish it up.
It's two problem 26.
That's because I can't count or something.
Just put 27 and 27 back.
The second 27 obviously should be 28. I just can't count. But it didn't take this time.
After a while, you stop predicting.
That's why you signed. People that are at home need to send me the list of 30 outputs. People that are here don't have to send me anything for this. Okay, we did it in class. another example of why it's easier to come to class. I'm sorry for the people at home. They have to put in the extra time. Okay, so now I'm asking spent greater than $250,000. If it is, cut 6%. If it's not, cut 5%. Okay, then I've got an NDIF here. I've got an NDIF over here. And then I have an ELTS that has connected to the top F, and I put in the cut 4%. So if the department is not less than 20, I go over and do that one. Okay, so let's take a look at the answers. What is the first one? No, nope, there's no place, there's nothing on this one. 4%, right. Because department is not less than 20, so it comes over here and hits cut 4%, right? So that's a cut 4%. Okay, what's the second 27?
5%.
Cut 5, right? Because I get nosed to everything. It's less than 20, then the budget isn't big enough. So I take the no on that, and I go over and the spent isn't big enough. So I take the no on that, and I'm getting cut 5%. What about the next one?
29.
Cut 6. Okay, so the department's less than 20. The budget I get a no to. The spent I get a yes to. So I cut 6%. And number 30. Okay, the budget isn't greater than 350, so I take the no. The spent isn't greater than 250, so I take the no, so I've got another cut 5%. Okay. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
Although I don't like pseudocode.
Yeah.
I'm more of the flowchart person.
I definitely am too. I much prefer a flowchart. Okay, guys, one last time. I'm turning in people that are not part of this class. If I haven't gotten an email from you, what do I assume? That you're not part of the class. So, send me an email full of excuses if you haven't sent me any other email before this.
I've sent you an email, so.
Then you're fine.
I'm seeing you email tonight.
Hey, you just sent me, you just gave me my grade for the database assignment.
I wasn't talking to you specifically.